Good morning, Mr. Muffet.
What's going on, my love?
How are you on this chilly Monday morning?
Hey, get ready for Thanksgiving. That gobble gobble around
the
corner.
Yeah, baby, I'm ready.
And hey, Sybil, look who it is.
Yay, it's Dommy Dom.
What's going on, Skippy?
Dommy Dom.
How you doing, Dom?
I'm doing all right. It's a little cold, but I'm okay.
Yeah, you're still doing your thing and all that, making people laugh, having fun. Yeah, you kind of rock Texas. Texas wasn't ready for you last night.
No. But they were great. They were great. It was cold. The temperature's a little cold down here.
Rainy and cold this weekend for you.
But sometimes warm during the day. It's crazy.
Well, you know what you can do? You can spend $60 now, and you can buy this professional snugger that'll snuggle up with you for $60.
Be careful how you say that, too.
It's a professional snugger?
Snugger. Yeah.
You can wear it outside?
If he moves well, yeah.
If he moves well, okay.
Wear him all over the place. Tom and Jay are on Thanksgiving
Speaking
break.
Of professional snugglers.
Yeah, I know. Are those two, are they hooking up together for Thanksgiving?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Probably.
You know how those boys are.
Yeah, about to go down. Well, I'm in with the ladies, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, and the ladies are glad to be here
with
you.
We always love to be with Skip.
Well, you know, on a sad note, we lost Marion Barry.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Over the weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, I accede to all of those who grew up in the Washington, D.C. area, and that includes our co-host here. That's Dominique.
Mm-hmm.
And you grew up under the Marion Barry mayoralship.
I did. So I know people do all the crack. TMZ, you know what they said about.
But
that's not his legacy. You
know? No, it is not.
And I know it's hard to understand if you weren't in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he was a mayor, and I love him because, you know, what he did do? He delivered on his promises.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we had a summer youth job program, and I'm talking about a job. It was just to get us off the street so we wouldn't be doing anything. And all you had to do was go sign up.
Mm.
And I was in the program, so I know it worked.
Yeah.
He said he was going to help senior citizens with housing. I know it worked. My grandmother lived in one of the buildings.
Mm.
Wow. You know, we need jobs and stuff like that, and that job really helped me, and it was very impactful in my life. All we had to do was go to 500 C Street, fill out some paperwork, and these was real jobs, see?
So what did you do, Dom?
I worked at the University of District of Columbia.
Really?
Like
UDC?
A little clerk, you know, running papers, but I was learning how the system of working works.
Yeah.
So I worked there. I had a friend that worked at the Justice Department, Skip, so, you know.
And so you give props to Marion Barry on
you that. You gotta give props to him, because he was about his constituency, you know, and it's a lot of politicians. They not about that.
No, they say they are.
They
talk that talk.
They talk
they
it. Yeah. And you vote them in office, and then you say, okay, well, what about the agenda you ran on? And no, we not on that, no. And he would walk through the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You could be having a barbecue. He walked through the neighborhood. He's like, it's Marion Barry.
Yeah, you can feel him.
You can feel him. He come over, eat a hot dog, go with you for a minute, and move on. So it's a sad day in our city. And the jokes, you know, cut them out. Can you respect our privacy at this time?
That is probably the one thing that has really galvanized a lot of people, and that is the headline that TMZ had in announcing Mayor Barry's death, and that is crack mayor dead at 78. And as you say, that's not the legacy. That's not who he was, and that's not who he stood for, and we have to remember that. On the other side of that, a lot of people are calling for the shutdown of TMZ.
Well, that was so disrespectful.
It was extremely disrespectful. Mm-hmm. However, I'm not calling for the shutdown, but certainly for them to make amends for that headline.
Mm-hmm.
We're people who have jobs as a result of the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I don't think that we can call for the shutdown of some other organizations because we don't like what they said. However disrespectful, we should call for Harvey Levin and all of those at TMZ to apologize.
I agree.
Apologize for it, but certainly not for the ability to take away their First Amendment rights, because if there's something that we say, and there is a lot that we say here that people don't agree with, for them to shut us down, it would take away our First Amendment rights. That is the freedom of speech. That's wrong. But we have to also remember that we are better than that in terms of doing what Marion Barry did as a mayor and carrying on his legacy. so that we continue to do those good things in cities like Washington, D.C., in cities like Ferguson, Missouri, and that we do the due diligence to get our kids off the streets, to get them jobs, our seniors, get them into housing, as you say, and do it with a great deal of pride and carry on those people who have done so much for us already.
And at the Summer Youth Program, it was priceless. And if we had it now, imagine what our youth would be like.
Yeah.
Like the things that are happening in the inner cities. Yeah. If these kids had jobs to go to in the summer, just go. If you didn't have a job, that was you.
Well, there you go, ladies. Y'all, your testimonies, Dominique,
yes,
and Sybil, what you just said was so great. That's what TMC needs to hear and needs to run.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know they messy anyway. That's what they do.
Yeah, that is. That
Follow
is.
People around and get in their business. They, like Tamar say, they need to get about their life.
Yeah, and it takes several seats.
Yeah, it takes several seats.
Well, our condolences to the family of Mary and Barry, dead at age 78. It is 8 minutes past the hour.